So, continuing our subject we were on yesterday, we have a couple of new areas. The subject was becoming a more spiritual person and how we can do that. And yesterday we looked at the yama of ahimsa, the first yama, and we were looking specifically at the refined areas of it, because no one here goes around hitting people. You know, it's not a question of such simple physical violence. You know, the group here is way beyond physical violence, but that doesn't mean we can't improve in upholding the yama. So we were talking yesterday about how often we hurt people with our words, and we reviewed that, and also how sometimes we hurt people with our words because we've gotten angry, and therefore controlling anger is an important part of fulfilling ahimsa. So today we're moving to a new area, which is learning from our mistakes, becoming a more spiritual person through learning from our mistakes. And I'll read, this was from an editorial in Hinduism Today a couple issues ago. For all of mankind, no matter where one is on the path, spiritual advancement comes from improving one's behavior. Said another way, it comes from learning from one's mistakes. Unfortunately, this process is often inhibited by the idea that somehow we are not supposed to make mistakes. We grow up being scolded by our parents. We grow up being scolded for our mistakes by our parents. Some teachers ridicule students when they make mistakes. Supervisors at work yell at workers when they make a mistake. No wonder many adults feel terrible when they make a mistake. Therefore, to spiritually benefit from our mistakes, we need a new attitude toward them, which Gurudeva describes as mistakes are wonderful opportunities to learn. Mistakes are wonderful opportunities to learn. So the story I give to try and impress that point is of a young family, the wife, let's say a five-year-old. You know, the wife is at home taking care of the five-year-old, and the five-year-old makes some horrendous mistake and almost burns the house down. And so the wife calls up the husband and says, "Dear, you'll be so happy to hear this news. You know, our son made this huge mistake today. He almost burned the house down. Isn't this wonderful? You know, he has such a wonderful opportunity here to learn an important lesson, and I wanted you to think about it on your way home. You know, what lesson do we need to teach him so he doesn't make this mistake again?" Okay, well, the story, by the smiles, you get the point, is that unfortunately, parents don't think that way. These are parents of a rare breed. You know, usually it's just a question of punishment. But punishment misses the point if it's not, doesn't go along with a teaching, so that you're helping the child learn how not to repeat the mistake. You know, quite often punishment is all that happens, but the important point is the child doesn't know something. Otherwise, he never would have made the mistake. There's some knowledge the child is missing, and the parents need to figure out what that knowledge is. You know, it's fine to punish the child in a reasonable way, but it has to be done without emotion and along coupled with trying to help the child not repeat the mistake through figuring out what the child needs to learn. And, of course, whose responsibility is it to teach the child? Is the parents. You know, so the child made a mistake because the parents didn't teach the child something. So that's the point. So moving on, we have four reactions to making a mistake. So a common first reaction to having made a mistake is to become upset that we made the mistake, get emotional about it, or if it is a serious mistake, to become quite burdened and even depressed. That is a natural first reaction, but if it is our only reaction, it is not enough. We need to deal with the emotional reaction to the action and move on to the learning stage. So I'll read the second reaction. Thus, a good second reaction to a mistake is to think clearly about what happened and why the mistake occurred, and find a way to not repeat the mistake in the future. Perhaps we were not being careful enough, and resolving to be more careful next time will prevent the problem from occurring. Perhaps we did not know something, and now we have that knowledge and can simply resolve to use that knowledge next time. Perhaps we created unintended consequences that caused significant problems to us or others. Now that we are aware of the consequences, we certainly won't repeat the action. Those who are striving to live a spiritual life are self-reflective and learn quickly from their mistakes. In fact, one way to tell a young soul from an old soul is to observe how quickly he learns not to repeat the same mistakes. So, quite often I get an email in from someone who made a mistake. And they're saying, oh, I shouldn't have done this. And I mentioned this the other day. And, of course, that's just getting stuck at the first level of reaction. I shouldn't have done this. I'm sorry. But I encourage them to move on to the second level, and instead of saying I shouldn't have done it, to say I shouldn't do it again. You know, that's the point we're striving for. Not to simply feel sorry that we made a mistake, but to commit to not making it again, or at least trying not to make it again. You know, taking that step is being self-reflective. And it's how we progress on the spiritual path. Because the spiritual path is a series of experiences, and sometimes we make mistakes. And so if we can learn from those mistakes and learn to not make them again, then we progress. If we're constantly making the same mistake over and over and over again, we're not progressing. So there's nothing wrong with making the mistake. We don't want to say, I shouldn't have made the mistake. We want to say, I shouldn't make the same mistake again. So we'll come back to that point in a minute. A third reaction may be needed if the mistake involved other people. Perhaps we have hurt their feelings or created a strain between us. A direct apology can fix this if we know the person well. However, in many situations, we are not close enough to the individual to be able to apologize. In that case, a generous act toward them can adjust the flow of feelings back into a harmonious condition. For example, hold a small dinner party and include them among the guests. So that's the third reaction we have to. If we make a mistake and it's upset other people, we have to fix that upset. It's more than just ourselves involved. A fourth reaction may be needed if the mistake is a major misdeed. For example, if we did something that was dishonest. In this case, even though we have resolved to not repeat the misdeed, apologize to those involved, we may well still feel bad about having done it. In this case, we need to perform some form of penance, prayaschitta, to rid ourselves of the sense of feeling bad about ourselves. Typical forms of penance are to fast, perform 108 prostrations before the deity, or walking prostrations up a sacred path or around the temple. Nice story. A young couple was here recently, and the wife was explaining how she'd been raised, and one of the practices that the whole family did, including the kids, when they went to Tirupati Temple, was they would get up at 3 in the morning, bathe in their clothes, and then roll around the temple in their clothes. So this was even the young children. So I was quite impressed. That's prayaschitta. Okay, so we have a 5-minute exercise. You need your paper and pen there. And so our spirit here is trying to improve our behavior. So in this case, take 5 minutes and look for one or more significant mistakes you made in the last few years that you have not yet thought about how to avoid repeating. So look for a mistake, significant one in the last couple of years, and you haven't yet thought about this question. How can I not, How can I avoid doing this again? And then see if in 5 minutes you can figure out a way not to repeat the mistake. Through applying new knowledge, through some understanding, through understanding the unintentional consequences, in some way, figure out how you can avoid doing it again. Okay, so we'll take 5 minutes on that.